Well, good morning, church. I hope you brought your Bibles with you that you can write in. Amen. That you can denote in. All right. Pencil, mark if you need it. And I got something for you. It's just for your own spiritual well-being. It's nothing for you to look at with James. But I think it's so good because this process that we're going through, the basic things that you need to know, I just love this kind of stuff, and I'm going to give you a copy of it, and it may not mean nothing to you, but I thought it was just fantastic. That gives you the three dispensations, but not only give you the dispensation, but it breaks them down. You know, during the patriarchal age, all the way to Exodus 1, goes to Genesis 1, Garden of Eden, Cain and Abel, wickedness, prevail, Noah, you got that? Everybody got that? All the way down to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, to how many period it was, how long it lasted. God spoke unto the fathers, Hebrew 11:1, family religion, animal sacrifice, family altar. Then gives you the Mosaic, Christian age. And then on the back, what it does, it breaks down the whole, the New Testament. Okay? Matthew, have 28 chapters. 1,071 verses, 23,684, but break down the who to believe, history, epistles, okay? And the last book is the book of prophecy, okay? And you who are good Bible studies, you hold on to this here because it's good teaching. It's good teaching. If you said, this is the biggest problem why people can't rightly divide God's word. I'm telling you, this is the biggest problem that people run into that they can't, because they don't understand how the Bible works. They don't understand the 66 books. The 2739. See, they don't understand the three dispensations and how the whole Bible works, okay? And next week I'm going to give you something else, and that's going to give you a breakdown of not only the three dispensations, but it's going to tell you from Genesis to the book of Revelation, the whole thing, okay? And so just hold on to these things and put them there. I like how you got your thing. Can I borrow that and show them? Okay? All right. See how nice he got it, organization. Y'all say, why would he do this here? Because, man, when you study God's word, it's like, you ever write something on a piece of paper? Or you meet somebody write on a piece of paper, and then you go back 6 hours, 8 hours ago and look for the paper, you can't find it. Or you lay it down and you lose it. But this is so good. It's like this paper here. You have it, and then you lay it down somewhere, either get all wrinkled up or you don't know where it is. You understand what I'm saying? And you lose that blessing, amen. And this is good. And I'm not telling you to do that. You may have your own plan. You may bring your own file cabinet up in here. I don't know. But whatever you whatever you need to do to grow, Philippians 2:12, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Do it. Because, see, this hour here is so important. This growth period is so important here as we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when I give you this stuff, I'm not giving it to you just to be giving it to you. I'm giving it to you for a purpose, amen. See, so hang on to that stuff. They don't give me their churches, amen. But I'm telling you, hang on to it, hold on to it, and it's just a process, I'm telling you, man. If you follow that process, you want to grow, if you want to mature, you want to be that mature man like James 3:1, you hold on to that. Because you know I like to repetition. I use repetition all the time to reinforce, okay? So hold on to that, and you will be blessed, okay? All right, let's go ahead and begin our lesson for tonight, for this morning, okay, together. Let's go to James, amen? And let's move on a little bit further. James chapter 1, and y'all see I'm not in a hurry, right? If you want me to be in a hurry, just say so, we'll move on, okay? I want to take my time with you and understand the things that we need to know. All right, verse 4. We talked about that word patience. It's perfect work. I gave you the word there, T-E-L-E-I-O-N, to achieve an end. That is, to achieve an end. See, to have attained spiritual manhood. See, full maturity through understanding. See, that's what you should know. That's what that word means, T-E-L-E-I-O-N. Titian simply means to simply have perfect work. That is to mature spiritually, to full manhood. That word manhood is used generically. Because I know we live in a world today and female gendrics, and I don't too much go for that, but I give women all the glory and power through the word, amen. That's what I'm saying, through the word. See, that's all the power I can give you through the word, amen. Now, how the world see you don't make no difference, but through the word, amen. See, that's the only way that I can see that. See, it's because sometimes people get hung up on that man. Why come in and say woman? Because the Holy Spirit say man, but used in a generic way to mean make no difference who you may be. See, manhood, see, yeah, I'm taking a class, and they're talking about communication, and they're talking about the proper way to talk. You don't say manhood. You don't say certain things, but you got to say it a different way. And the teacher said, well, you just don't like the way I teach because you want me to say what you want to say. I said, I want you to say what I mean to say. I'm going to say what I think. You understand what I'm saying? Just because the book said it, that a man right, that don't make it right. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to change just because of a book. See, because I can't give you no more than what the Holy Spirit give you. Amen. I can't go outside God's word to satisfy status quo. You see, and that's what that means. But we live in a world today that women want, you know, that equal status, and you're not equal. It's just not just, you're just not equal. See, and that's the word of God. Okay, but anyway, I don't know how I got on that. Full maturity, full manhood through spiritual understanding. And then I like that word, dealing with spiritual malice. Now, if you got a pencil, let me give it to you, okay? Because I want you to see it, okay? See, simply mean T-E-T-E-L-E-I-O-N equal, and that's where you're right, equal perfect work, T-E-L-E-I-O-N, simply mean that you have obtained one, spiritual manhood, two, full understanding, through understanding spiritual matters. See, through understanding spiritual matters, what we're trying to do, we're trying to grow up, we're trying to mature, we're trying to reach spiritual manhood. That is through perfect work, through full maturity. How are we going to get it? Through understanding of the word of God. So when you look at verse 4, but let patience have a perfect work. See, let patience have her perfect work. And what that simply means, let patience have a perfect work, that is, that you may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. See, wanting nothing, lacking nothing. Let me give you that word, and then we'll move on to verse 5. Lacking nothing, here's the word you want to look at here. L-E-I-P-O-L-E-I-P-O-M-E-N-O-I the abbreviated word is L-E-I-P-O, lipo, which simply means to leave. That is, not being left behind by another. See, lacking nothing simply means to leave or not being left behind by another, because we all are striving toward what? Perfect work. See, that's the work of the church. So you don't want to get behind, amen. See, lacking nothing simply means you don't want to be able to understand these wording, amen. See, because you do, you're going to be left behind. See, you've been to a class and you missed two or three classes and you come back and you're lost because, you see, you lacked because you didn't have no understanding, right? You didn't grow. See, that's the reason why you need to try to make all the Sunday school classes, because you missed two or three and you come back and we'll be talking about lipo, we'll be talking about tidion, we'll be talking about all these different words, gnesco, we'll be talking about all these different words. You think, what I'm talking about? See, because you don't have no understanding. See, when you don't have no understanding, you're not going to mature, you're not going to grow, and you're not going to reach that perfect man. See, and that's what that word means. A lot of times people say, lacking nothing, you're going to say, well, he's talking about physical things. No, he's not talking about physical things. Because, see, when you grow to a full man, when you grow to full maturity, when you become that perfect work, you will have everything you want. based on the word. See, we don't measure through physicality, through carnality. We measure through what? Understanding. Amen. See, that's a proper word that a lot of people don't have. See, but that word lacking nothing, lipo, that word simply means to leave. See, we don't want to leave nobody, but we can't wait on you. See, we can't say, well, we're not going to have class till you come. Because, see, we got to grow, amen. We got to mature. See, we got to protect our own spiritual well-being, amen. See, and that's what we're doing. Now, we're going to be patient with you. I mean, we're going to be patient with all of us because, see, if it takes us going over this 25 more times to make sure you get it, we're going to do it, amen. If we take you 20 more times when you understand the three dispensations of the Bible, we're going to keep on doing it, amen. Because, see, we don't want to leave nobody behind because 1 Corinthians 12 said that the body is one but has many members. See, that brings about unity. See, that brings about us being one, to speak the same thing, build the same mind. See, that's the reason why you got so much division in the church, because nobody's on the same page. See, everybody believe, you believe this way, you believe this way, you believe this way, you believe this way, and nobody on the same page. And see, when we all don't have the same understanding, how we going to agree, how we going to walk alike, how we going to think alike. But see, you got to what? Lack nothing. See, you got to have an attitude that you want to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2:12, so we may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the reason why. Free tapes. See, I was someone the other day, they had went to some kind of preaching. He showed me the CD. And I laughed when I saw it. It was four preachers that was preaching in a meeting. And they had their nice picture on the CD cover, and it was pretty, and they called them the Five Amigos, and it was something to say. It was beautiful to the eyes, amen. And I said, they gave it to you free? He said, free? He said, I had to pay $40 for this tape. See? But here we give them to you free, amen. You can go to the website, amen. You can listen to the website. It's free. You understand what I'm saying? And we were charging you $40, see, to get this here. You may say, well, I can't afford that. You may lack. Because you don't have the tools to be able to work with. See, it's like school. I ain't been to school in 40 years. When I went to school, they gave books away free. See, I didn't know. So you went to the bookstore, said, how much this book cost? $267. How much this book cost? $400. And then they fix it nowadays with the computer age. You can't go buy no bootleg book. Because the bootleg book ain't got the computer information. You got to have the computer information to log on the computer to be able to work the book. So you go buy a bootleg book, pay $40 for it, you still got to get the key. See? So that wiped that out. See? And I didn't realize all that. But see, you need that to be able to do everything you need to do, to load up, to check, do all your homework. Because see, you don't pass homework in no more with paper no more. I didn't know that. I thought you just read it out, give it to them. No. They don't grade that way. Computers grade everything, Paul. You see an end, computer grades it. So you know what your score was within 5 minutes. See, and I didn't know all that. So when I went to school, we shared books. Y'all remember that? See? We had books. I mean, they gave you books. But see, that's the time of change, and I can see that. But I'm saying all that to say this here, that you got to understand what we're saying, don't you going to be lacking. See, that's what's wrong with the world today. And you don't want, you'll never reach the perfect man. You'll never reach full maturity. You'll never reach it because all this comes about through understanding. See, and that's the reason why he used that phrase here, that you will be perfect and that you're entire and that you will want nothing. You don't underline that word want nothing because see, that's the biggest, I mean, that's in anything that you do. I mean, want nothing. When you don't know, when you don't have no understanding, you're in the dark, brother. So you can be on the job and not know your job. See, and y'all work around people that got titles, they got positions, that shouldn't have them because they lack nothing. See, they just don't know. And then when they don't know, they make your job hard. See, y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they may get the job because their uncle gave it to them or because whatever they needed to do to get the job, but see, they still lack. Because they just don't have understanding. Y'all know what I'm talking about. See, and boy, you have problems when you run into that situation. Okay? And that's the key word that we need to understand in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Okay? Y'all got verse 4. You got that. Verse 4. Key words. Patience. Perfect word. perfect, entire, want nothing. That we may be patient. We talk about that word patient mean. We talk about that word patient mean. We talk about that word, but let her patience have a perfect work. We talk about that word, right? Tidion. And that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. That's spiritual warfare that we grow into as we strive to do God's will. But go back. Here we go. My brethren, talk about brethren, that we are what? Fellow believers. Amen. See, he says here, count. We talk about the word count. You know what that word means? You got that right. Count it all joy when you fall into various diverse temptations. See, knowing, just that word genosko, that you got to know. So you got to know to understand to get perfect work, right? So that you can lack nothing. Y'all with me? See, and let me give them to you one more. I want Brother Spear to get it here. All right, you ready, brother? All right, here's the word here. I want you to look at that word one more time. I'm sorry to be repetitious, but here we go again. It's T-E-T-E-T-E-L-E-I-O-N, tidion, and that perfect work simply means, you ready, full maturity, manhood, all right, through understanding, what we're striving, perfect work, to be full maturity, through full maturity, that is, through understanding, and then I want you to put this in here too, in spiritual matters, because that's the key word, that's what we're dealing with, not carnal matters, but spiritual matters. See, when you get it here, this is going to supersede that. See, when you get it in here through understanding, when you go out there, you're going to be able to deal with that. See, this is better than that. This is better than a PhD. See, this is better than a master's. This is better than any education can give you. But see, this is going to give you what you need, see, so that you can lack nothing, so you won't be left behind. See, that's the reason why we are better than the world, because the world don't have what we have, because, see, they behind us. They are lacking what we have. That's the reason why this sheet that I give you. See, when you understand this sheet here, the world don't understand this. Most people in the church don't have this here. I spoke at the 30th Avenue Church of Christ one time, and I preached on this one time. They never saw this. When I got through, everybody was saying, can I get a sheet? Where do you get that from? Because people don't teach this. But this is what you need. So you can genosko know, so you can grow. See, if you don't know how many books in the Bible, and you don't know how to break it down, and you don't know what it means, how you going to have understanding? Amen? See, go back. See, I didn't know, I forgot that a fraction is a part of a whole. See, that makes sense. You use that every day. Amen? If something 25%, you got four parts to a whole. You see a cell, 33%, well, you got one third of a whole. See? But you're right around here talking about you going to a cell, but you don't know what a fraction is. But you know it's 25%, but you don't know what the numerical value is. You say, well, why would you say that? Well, we know that, we forget that, but it has strong implications. Amen? Am I right? Now, you do know, and you'll figure this out, somebody's going to tell you they're going to get a 10% raise. Now, you'll figure that out. That's money. But I'm just using that as an example that if you don't know these things and we forget those things, it has strong, what, implications on your lifestyle. See, and you're going to be left behind. Why? Because everybody else knows it, but you don't know it. Amen? And that's the whole point. And that's the same thing with this here. That's the reason why genosko, through a perfect man, that is simply mean that we're growing. See, we're growing that we may lack nothing. Lack nothing means that we ain't going to be left behind. The Holy Spirit is giving us the perfect law of liberty, right? So what we're going to do, we're going to come and we're going to get it, amen. We're going to get it. We're going to get it through James. We're going to get it through John. We're going to get it through preaching. We're going to get it through Sunday night teaching. And we're going to get it. Why? Because Lipo, we don't want to be what, left behind. See, and that's the whole point that we need to understand. So here we go again. That word is, let me get you one more time, T-E-L-E-I-O-N. And that word, perfect work, simply means to attain spiritual manhood. And that's why I want you to write it, so you'll know it. Maturity, full maturity, not full maturity. And then through understanding, through spiritual matters. And that's the way I want you to see it. I want you to see it just that way. Because when you go back and look at the money, that's what you're going to see. Full maturity, full manhood, see, through understanding, through spiritual matters. And that's the way I want you to see it. I want you to write it where you can print it, write it, so you can see it. And see, when you read it every day, and that's what you're going to do this week when you study together, amen. You're going to apply this every day. You're going to apply this every day. You're going to apply this every day. And you're going to say, that's what I want to be, because I don't want to be lipo. I don't want to lack nothing. Right? That's what you're going to do. So you just don't get it here. See, but when I give you this stuff, and I do the same thing. See, I look at it. When Terry taught that class, Acts 2, about that word common, we got all things in common, verse 44. Now I'm going to look at that thing every day. Because it has such strong meaning to me. See, and that's the same thing that we do in these classes, and that's the reason why I'm breaking it down. And then if you really want to get deep in it, you go back and look at the Greek word, Septuagint Greek word, and pick up its whole meaning. Because what I'm giving you is a short version. It's the correct version, but I'm giving you the short version. But when you go back and look at the word, man, in Greek, man, it got so many different meanings. Depends on the word, like E-S, O-S, S. See, all the different ends of the word, they had different meanings. It could be the same word. It could be T-E-L-I-O-N, or it could be T-E-L-I-O-S, or it could be T-E-L-I-O-S, or I-O-U-S. The end of the word would give it just a whole different meaning in context. Y'all with me? That's just the way the language was. See, now I'm not going to get that deep, because that's not important. See, but what is important is to look at the way it's written here. See, because see, what we do, we got a goal. It may be 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months from now, we're all going to be better than we were today. And one day, ain't that enough to make the church say amen? See, and that's what we want to do, that we may what? Hear that word again. That word lipo simply means will not be left behind. And that's what that word means in relationship to perfect entice, and lacking is wanting nothing. Now let me go back and give you one more, and then we'll move on to verse 5. Okay? Here's the word here. The phrase perfect and entice. Okay? Perfect and entice. Okay? Y'all ready? Here we go. T-E-L-E-I-O-I. See, almost the same word. Go back and look at perfect work. Perfect work is T-E-L-E-I-O-N. Right? Am I right? Now, they just changed that to T-E-L-E-I-O-I. You remember I told you Septuagint Greek, how the language is written? See? That T-E-L-E-I-O-I. See, two same words. But had different meaning, which simply means to be complete. See, that word means to be complete and without blemish. See, like 2 Timothy 3:16, you are thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, that's what that word means. It means, see, if somebody got some type of thing to look up that word, go to 2 Timothy 3:16, 17, and look at that word thorough. See what that word means. See, that'd be something to look at. Go to 2 Timothy 3:16. See, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. And see what that word means in the Greek language, okay? So, T-E-L-E-I-O-I, see, in perfect and entire, wanting nothing, that you would not be lacked behind, okay? Y'all with me? So, if I had to break it down, I say, be ye steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the world, in order to be what? Full grown, full maturity, through understanding concerning spiritual matters, that I may be what? Complete and without blemish, see, in order not to be left behind. Y'all hear what I just said? See, that's where your mindset got to be. See, when I look at that verse, see, this is what that verse means. It means that I'm going to be what? Steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord, that I may reach. See, that's where I see it. Now, you may see it different way. Full maturity, full grown through understanding concerning spiritual matters, so that I may be complete and without blemish. So you got to be, you can't get to heaven without blemish. You got to be perfect. You got to be complete, right? Am I right? Without blemish. Jesus had to be a lamb without blemish. Right? See, am I right? In order not to be left behind. See? And that's the whole point that we're seeing. See, that's what that verse means. Now, what you need to do, and I'm going to stop and let you write what you want to write. how you see it. See why it's fresh on your mind. You understand what I'm saying? Just how you see it. I gave you the word and I gave you the meaning. And sit down and I say it publicly. I'm not going to ask you to do it publicly. But just write down how you see it. For your own spiritual well-being. Okay? Anybody need paper? Okay. Just make note. Okay? Once you make note now how you see it, then you're going to go back this week, Monday, and you're going to look at it again. You may change it. You're going to change it. You're going to change it. You may go back and look at the word tidion, tidios. Or you may look at the word lipo. So you may look at the word once you see it and get a better understanding concerning spiritual matters, and you will put it better. You see? See? And that's what we're doing. You with me? So you realize one verse has so much power, didn't you? When you go back and look at it right. Now, y'all want me to just go on through it fast. I can do it. Okay? All right? See, what we're trying to do, five things, right? Count, truth, right? Tongue, control, amen. Am I right? Am I right? And what that last one is? So we can control, don't let the world control us. What the whole purpose is. But see, you can't do that. You can't be steadfast. You can't be patient if you don't what? If you don't what? Attain. If you're not complete. If sin is in your life, it ain't going to happen. I'm going to tell you now. If sin is in your life, it ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. You're not going to reach full maturity. Tidion ain't going to work. And you're going to be lacking. Kalipo ain't going to work. See? Because you're going to be lacking. See, because you can't get it with sin in there, because sin is going to block the seed from coming. You with me? This is for Christians. You know the word brethren? See, my brethren, fellow believers. It ain't for the world, it's for us. Amen. See, they got to obey the gospel first to get into the church, amen, to receive these blessings, amen. Y'all with me? See, it ain't for them, it's for us. See? James can't mean nothing to them until they get in the body of Christ. See, that's their first thing to do. They got to enroll in school to buy the books. See, you can't just go buy those books without an ID card. First thing they say, let me see your ID card. See, you hear me talking about the books. You say, I'm going to give me one of them books. You can't go get it until you accept it. And you can't get this until you get into the body of Christ, Galatians 3:27. I'm just making an analogy. See, it's for us. That's the reason why I gave you that sheet again. Here we go. That's the reason why I gave you that sheet again. See, when you look at this sheet right here, here we go. Just look at it. See, you look at it. See. Then when you get into the epistles, this the history, this the biography. By the way, biography, just write belief. That's your sheet. You can write on it. You want an extra one, I'll give you an extra one for prettiness. See, I don't want to mess up my sheet. You want another sheet to just keep pretty, I'll give you another sheet. All right? Okay, you want another, put in your nice book, I'll give you another. That's so pretty. Okay, belief, and then history put the Church of Christ interest. Salvation. All right? Then once you get saved, this is, epistles is the work. Revelation 2:10. It's what we got to do. This is how we work. What we're doing right now, we're working. Amen. We're attaining. Amen. Towards spiritual matters. Amen. And then the last book of prophecy is reward. Revelation 2:10. Reward. Revelation 2:10. But see, when you look at this here, see, all this here has meaning. See, every one of these books have meaning. See, this is what make us full grown, mature, to attain spiritual matters. See, everything in here. See, but if you don't know this here, don't need to go here. This is what you got to know first. That's why I like it so much, because it broke down. The next week I'm going to give you one But see, I ain't going to give you both at the same time, because I want you to get this week before you get part two. Amen. Because see, I get out of the sheet and start talking about the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom. It start talking about the judges. It start talking about the king. It start talking about all and all that stuff. See, you don't need to know that until you know this. Amen. Am I right? See? And then next week when I give you the sheet, you're going to break it all the way down, showing up. You see how many kings there were, how many judges there were. It's going to show you in the Bible where they were. And under the, they're going to break it all down. They're going to turn up. I started giving you both of them. I said, no, I can't give them too much. Because, see, if we just get a little bit of time, amen, that's enough to make the church say amen, amen. Am I right? If we don't go past four today, that's enough. All right, amen. At least you have written out. Y'all got all written out? Or did I interrupt y'all? Well, if you need another minute, anybody need another minute? Because I want you to get it. Everybody got it? All right, let's go to verse 5. Any questions about verse 4? All right? All right. All right, let's go. Y'all ready? Y'all getting it? All right, verse 5. We're in the book of James, in case you didn't know. Okay, verse 5. You read what I'm saying. The devil don't want y'all to get there. The devil don't want us to get there. See, he don't want you to grow. He don't want you to get full. He don't want you to have joy. He don't want you to be perfect. He don't want you to be complete. He don't want you to be without blemish. See, he wants to see us left behind. He wants to see us coming. Well, we sure had church today, but we don't know nothing. See, what good coming and don't get nothing? Seriously, what good coming to church? What good coming to Sunday school? What good coming to worship when you come and hear me talk for 4 or 5 minutes? Now, what did he say? But he sure did preach. You ever been there before? You heard people say that before? Say it all the time, don't you? People come to work in my mouth, man, we had a good time yesterday. And then the next word, they're cussing out their mouth. Y'all with me? I say it all the time. See? Because, see, ain't nothing happening. See? Because, see, you can't be out there, amen, and get this. This is for us. Amen. Ain't that something? Man, it's good to be a Christian. Amen. Let's go to verse 5. Verse 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberal and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. Let me give you three things I want you to remember. Number one, joy is where we are. It's followed by the word count. We're going back to the previous verses as a review. See, to have joy, you got to count it all, John. You got to consider. You got to think. And you got to reckon with the word, right? You with me? See, joy just don't come because I tell you a joke. Amen. See, when the game was over yesterday, I was happy. But 10 o'clock, I was ready to go to bed. It was over. But me and Dara high-fived. Okay. We were hugging. They need to play every day. And we all was excited. And then by 8 o'clock, everything got back to normal. You understand what I'm saying? It's time to move on. But see, this joy that we talk about, when you reach full maturity, full manhood, because you obtain through understanding, concerning spiritual matters. See, it comes about because we count every day. Sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. Amen. that we lipo lack nothing. You got that? Then number two, temptations, trials, cause us to test, or cause us to prove. Amen. See, when temptation comes, when we count, when we think, when we consider, when we reckon, we take that understanding, right, and we prove it through the power of the Word of God. That's the only way you're going to deal with temptation, like Jesus. When the devil came, see, he proved them by saying, it is written. Why? Because he didn't want nobody to take his joy. See, people are out there to steal your joy. And a lot of times, they don't even know what they're doing. They're not even conscious that they are contrary to your spiritual matters. But they do it. They do it because they don't know no better. They don't have the understanding. They haven't obtained. It's just a manner of life. Do you remember the way you used to act? Seriously. Before you became a Christian? You remember your desires, places you want to go, things you wanted to do? You remember that before you was a Christian? And like someone said, well, I can't be no Christian because you can't. You know what? You can do whatever you want to do. You can drink, you can lie, you can steal, you can cheat, you can go to the Martinez, you can go anywhere you want to go. What y'all laugh about? Y'all know about that too? Okay. You can go anywhere you want to go. See? And let me clear that up. The only reason why I know about the Martinez because our office is right behind on Long Ridge Road. I heard people say, well, that's the Martinez. I ain't never been there, and I ain't going there, but I heard people talk about it. And then I've gotten emails on my Facebook that said, by the Martinez. Then I connect them together. I want to let you know I ain't been there. You got to clear these things up, because let me tell you something. See, the devil's busy, amen. And see, in life, we looking for a reason to do what we want to do. See, you ain't got to see once I'm, see, see, that's the reason why you never know who's watching you. See, so anyway, you go back and you prove and you test. See, when temptation comes or when various divers of temptations come so that you can hang on to your joy. But here we go. We're counting. Now, you said, now we already went through this one more time, but I'm leading up to what we're saying. All right. And then number three, to patient, lack nothing. And four, is if any man lack, see, let God give him wisdom. See, but see, you can't get wisdom, you can't get knowledge if you don't have all the above. You with me? Huh? Oh, you missed three? Okay, let me do it to you again. Y'all listen to it one more time, because I want you to see it. Number one, see, joy is followed by count. See, to keep count, you got to have joy. And I keep saying those three words, right? You got to think, right? See, you got to reckon. Am I right? And what the other one is? Dang it, Barry. Come on, third. Think, reckon, and what? Count. Y'all know what it is? See, look in your notes. Consider, that's right. Thank you. I had a brain freeze. Thank you, I'm sorry. See, that's the reason why you got to do it. And I look at it every day. You got to think, count, you consider. Okay, all right. Y'all write that down. See, brain freeze. All right. Then, here we go. To number two, temptations comes about when we prove, when we test it through the power of the Word of God. See, if you don't count, see, if you don't think, if you don't reckon, you don't consider through understanding, through full maturity, see what you're going to prove with. 1 Corinthians 6:19, write this down. See, when you're not putting it in the temple, ain't nothing going to come out the temple. See, that's the reason why you count, that's the reason why you consider, that's the reason why you reckon. See, so when temptation comes, you can prove. That's the second thing. Then the third thing that I want you to see, to be patient simply means that when we are patient, see, we work toward to be a perfect man, right? And perfect man simply means full maturity, full of manhood, see, through understanding concerning spiritual matters, right? So that we can be perfect and enticed, that means complete, right? Without blemish, so we can lack nothing, right? See, then when you get all of that, the next thing, verse 5 says here, but if any of you lack wisdom, see, underline that word, if any of you lack wisdom, see, let him ask of God. See, you can't get wisdom until you get all of the above, amen. See, don't jump down to verse 5 and say, I want wisdom. That's what the world say. I want the Holy Ghost, I want the Holy Ghost. See, you can't get Holy Ghost, number one, till you reach that level of spiritual maturity, amen, through all of the above. See, wisdom is nothing but knowledge. Understand. How you gonna understand how you gonna have wisdom when, number one, you can't even what? Conquer temptation. You're not growing. You're not perfect. You're not complete. You are lacking. How are you gonna get wisdom when you're lacking? You can't get it, right? You can't go to the store, see, without no money. You gotta have money. Go to Walmart. I know the denarius. I can go to Sam and say, denarius, can I see the denarius? And I got a bucket full of groceries. I said, nah, let me run through this thing and just tell her, just let me go through free. He may say it, but that lady gonna be at the door and say, where's your receipt? See? Because that's the understanding of the policy that Sam runs. Right or wrong. In it though. Amen. I got burnt so many times, people come to my shop. Modelo, let me get this. I'll be back and on Tuesday, I'll pay you. I think of all the people that told me that, maybe one or two. But look at all the money that I lost. People come in there, you know I'm good for it. You know my mama. You know my grandma. And they'll give me this long history. But very few come back. Let me send this fax. Let me make these copies. I got to. I'll be back Friday when I get paid. And then when you see them in the grocery store, I see them. They start running. You know where they run? Because they owe me money. And they don't want to fade me. Because they like it. You see what I mean? See, so what he's saying here, before you can ask God for wisdom, you got to what? You got to look at the joy, right? Are we going to joy? You got to count, am I right? You got to understand that you got to test. You got to prove, right? See, through the word, how to deal with various temptations. Because let me tell you something. Folks don't get on your last nerve. See, that's just the human side of us. Children going to get on your nerve. Sometimes your wife going to get on your nerve. Sometimes your husband going to get on your nerve. Tell the truth and shame the devil. It's just life. We in this world, amen? See, people on your job. See, some break down in your house and you call and you get somebody can't speak English. Y'all been there? And then you finally say, do you have anybody that speak English? They can't speak English. Either punch two, punch three, and you go do 20 punches and then the phone hang up. And you got to start all over. Do you say, thank you, Jesus? I'm serious. You start counting, don't you? See, you start proving, don't you? Y'all understand what I'm saying? These things that happen every day. See, let me tell you something. Being a Christian is being truthful. Being a Christian is being reality. See, we are Christian, but we're in this world. You deal with the world. That's the reason why he giving you all this above, so that when you get to the next verse, if any man, lacketh wisdom, see, ask of God. Amen. See, you can't ask of God when you got temptation beating you side the head. Amen. Or you don't know how to say, it is written, nothing is there to be able, because you don't count. Because you hadn't grown to be a perfect man. Because you're not perfect and entitled. Because you lack it. You understand everything that I'm saying? Don't it make sense? See, you got to get to step one to step two. You say, well, I'm going to skip over all this. I like verse 5. I ain't studying the first four verses. See, you be just like me when that man gave him that paper. say, tell me what's proper, tell me what's improper. I didn't know what that man was talking about until he finally said one thing and the bell went off. But see, I didn't understand until the bell went off. Then once he told me that, boom, I got it. See, now I can tell you what it is. Then he made an application. And this is the same way he made the application, I'm telling you. He said, how in the world you going to buy stuff when you don't know? I said, that is true. You don't know. And that's what's wrong with the world today. They lack. See, they lacking because, see, they don't know this here. People in the church don't know this here because they knew this here. They knew what's in that sheet. They wouldn't tolerate the stuff that goes on in the church today. I'm telling you, if you understand what I'm saying, if we don't go no further in the book of James, and you really apply and you really count it, you consider it, you reckon, you think it, you really know, you prove it, you really know. You understand what perfect man, if you want to be that way, you growing, amen. See, and you don't lack nothing. You're going to say, well, I ain't going to miss none of these classes here because I don't want to lack. I want to get it. See, I'm going to tell you. I ain't got to call you to come to church. You're going to be waiting on the doors to be open, amen. Because it's going to have such strong spiritual implications. Am I right? See, and that's the point that we're saying. We're out of time. Good job. How can you know? Think about this class. That's a good point. How can you know? There's nothing to know with. Are you lacking? Are you not perfect or enticed? So you can't know. So it's easy to open you and say, how can I? Am I right? And guess what? The devil know that. Why do you think the devil has such a stronghold of the world? Because they all are ignorant. The world is ignorant. Ignorance is doing something just don't know no better. People in the church are ignorant. You know why? Because they don't study. Now they go to church. They put their money in church. So they want to build big buildings. They want to have ministries. They want to have things to satisfy the flesh. But they are not growing to be a perfect man through understanding of spiritual matters. See, spiritual matters are going to supersede everything. See, once you get it up here, it's going to make you a better husband, a better wife. See, because see, you ain't going to lack for nothing. I'm serious. You ain't going to lack for nothing. Nothing. You're going to have full joy. See, that's joy in spite of what happened. Amen. Because in life, they're going to be good days and they're going to be bad days. It's just life. Things are going to happen. Cars are going to break down. Washing machines are going to break down. See, that's the reason why payday loan, power loan companies on every corner in our community is because we don't know nothing. We are lacking. See? It's like buying a car. See, let me tell you something. I heard a man say this here. See, people go rent a couch, or rent a computer, or rent a washing machine, and they'll pay $25 a week. All right? You take that same $25 and you save it. In 3 months, you can go buy one. Now, you may have to go to the wash. You may have to get you a rub boat, or you may have to wash in the bathtub, do whatever you have to do. But why are you going to pay $25 a week for 2 years, four times what it's worth? Amen. You with me? But why do people do it? Because they like it. No pain, no gain. You understand what I'm saying? Now, it don't have anything to do, but yes, it do. Because it's mindset. See, People spend $25 a week on rent and living room funds. I'll give you two chairs. Church will give you two chairs. Save your money. Amen. Does that make sense? So you have to go buy one. You might not be able to buy one new, but you can go buy one at thrift store. Amen. I'm just using that for an example. But see, all this comes about, brethren, because we don't have the understanding, or we don't know the perfect work, or we don't know what full maturity, full manhood is to obtain through understanding. Amen. Because we prove, y'all look at me now, prove so that we can test, amen, when temptations come, that we may have our joy. We ain't through, don't put the books up. I got to give you two more things. Okay, hold on, John. Hold on, bud. We'll wait till you get back. We got to get it. I see, we don't want you to lock it, brother. You want to lock it? Okay, let me give it to you. See, the teacher ain't dismissed y'all. Hold on. See, and let me give y'all two. All right? Because I gave you three, all right? I'm going to give you all two. Because I want you to see it. Because next week when we come back and hit on it, we're going to flick all that up to verse 5. And see, you ain't going to know what I'm talking about. You missed the last two. Okay? Here we go. The last two here. Number four. If any man lack, see, is followed by, let him ask of God, and here's the key word, who giveth. I want you to understand that word. Who giveth. See, God ain't going to give it to you, see, if you don't, what? See, have understanding. Who giveth, see, and then the last thing is, you got to ask in faith. Okay? Ask in faith. So here we go. Number one, joy. Number two, temptation through trials. See? Number three, patience, in order to lack nothing, right? Number four, giveth, he giveth. And then number five, it shall be given by God, okay? All right, now we'll talk about next week, but we're going to tie 5 to 8 using that analogy, okay? Y'all with me? Y'all got it? Okay? Let me let y'all go, okay. Ooh, I wish we had some more time. Now, the start of this stuff. If you just spend 15 minutes a review a day, just try 15 minutes. You enjoy so much next week, you're gonna get 30. Okay, if you can get you 30 to 45 minutes of study a day, what we talking, and then take John and everything that we said and apply, let me tell you something. You're gonna be there. You're gonna get there. Your life gonna change so, ooh, it's gonna be wonderful. See, let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the wonderful day. We thank thee for all that many blessings you bestow upon our lives. Thank you for the power of your word. May it be a blessing to all who hear it. In Jesus' name we say together, amen. Brother, we thank you so much, and I appreciate you. God bless you. Ooh.